Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is sports editor Tom Rackers. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Gary. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you for asking, sir. Okay, so Tom, we have survived our first week of football. I'd have to say back in the spring and summer, there was a question whether the first week might have happened, but it did.
But it did. And I think for a lot of schools, went off without a hitch. You know, I can speak to the game that I was at, you know, Friday night at Helias at Ray Hinchcliffe Stadium. You know, Helias got thrown a curveball earlier in the week when Hannibal, you know, canceled the game that week. So they had to come find somebody. So they found Lutheran St. Charles, a quality, smaller school team from St. Charles, and prepared in 3 days, came down, game went really well, Helias got a win, it was important, and really, I think kudos a lot to the Helias administration, because they thought they'd have 3 weeks before they would have a game, a home game, and then it turned out they had 3 days, so they had a lot of work to do to prepare for a home game, to get it, the stadium, to get the fans ready, and everything else that goes along with it. And I think they did a great job there. I didn't see any big hiccups.
Maybe the only hiccup was the game was started a little bit late because of travel.
Oh, yeah.
Travel considerations.
Yes. Luther St. Charles had a bus problem. So, yeah, got started a half an hour late. But that's why. I mean, you got to expect that these days. I mean, you just have to expect the unexpected and just let it roll. Roll with it.
Exactly. So the rest of the season, or the rest of the slate of games on Friday, went pretty much as planned.
Yeah, Greg Jackson went to Warrensburg for the Blair Oaks Maryville game, and he said things seemed to go very fine there. And, you know, I'm not talking quality of the football. I'm just talking, you know, protocols, everybody doing the right things. He said everything seemed to go well there. Then Greg also had the Jeff City game at Atkins Stadium on Saturday. And, you know, things went fine there too. And you could look at pictures that we ran a picture online of fans in the stands from the game Saturday. Everybody socially distanced, looked like, oh my goodness, how can you be playing football in front of these few amount of people?
Right.
But that's what we're doing.
But that was the plan. Let's circle back because there was a ticketing system that came into play. So remind viewers,
really
watching.
Well, you got cameras in here now?
I know.
Making me uncomfortable.
Remind our listeners. as to how this whole ticketing system worked.
Oh, okay. Now, it depends on school because it depends on the size of the facility. And we are only talking the three schools here in Jefferson City. Jefferson City, Capital City, and Helias. Because it's sort of a CMAC, a conference rule this year. For Jefferson City, and we're talking football only, Jefferson City and Capital City, with the size of Atkins Stadium, each player is assigned 10 player cards is what we'll call them.
Okay.
To get in, a fan would have to show that player card, and that gives them the right or the opportunity to purchase a ticket. It's not a ticket, it's the right to purchase a ticket.
Okay.
And the reason they go 1 through 10 is there are some games where they may only allow in 1 through 6. Based on the current health situation, how many opposing fans are possibly coming, things like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you think about it, you know, you only have, we'll say, 70 kids on your varsity roster. Even if you go to 10, that's only 700 kids or 700 fans.
Right.
And then you add in the band cheer, you know, you'll be fortunate to have 1,000 fans there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and which is kind of what they were shooting for. They were shooting to try to get to 20% full to be on the safe side. And, you know, that'd be 1,200. So I'm sure they got somewhere close to that, and that's what they want to do. Helias is with a little bit smaller facility. They wanted it, I think they're teetering on 30%. But still, socially distanced, that's still enough that you can be careful and sit away from people that aren't your family. And take your and feel comfortable taking your mask off.
Okay. So, first week went well.
Yeah.
We survived it. We're starting the second week.
We're starting the second week now.
Yeah. So
let the fun begin.
Let the fun begin.
Because.
Well, let's first of all do a little bit of promo. So we're going to take a commercial break here and talk about goal lines. Tom and the sports crew put together a weekly section called Goal Lines. that previews this week's games. So as part of that, they talk with coaches, kind of get a sense how last week's game went, as well as what's coming forward to this week. And so, Tom, let's kind of talk about what, not to steal the thunder of the Goal Lines podcast here, but so what's it looking like this week, week two, for our teams?
Okay, well, we'll start with Jeff City. They will be home Friday against Hannibal. Hannibal, remember who Helias couldn't play the first week? Well, right. Hannibal decided late last week, hey, wait, we can play now. So Jays had the opportunity, they'll host another game on Friday night. Blair Oaks, will just stay local. Blair Oaks right now is going to host Knob Noster, be their first home game, be their first opportunity to go through all this stuff. And from what I understand, there are no, like, ticket protocols or anything out there. They're just asking everybody to be very mindful of what you're doing out in Wardsville. Myself and Adam Finer, who covers Capital City, will both be going to Columbia. I will be covering the game, Helias game, at Hickman, and Adam will be covering the Capital City game at Battle. And if you follow the news at all, and really, if you should follow the news, you know, really Columbia has a bit more of a COVID problem than we do here in Jeff City. So the restrictions are up there will be a lot tighter on Friday night. And we can talk about those.
Okay.
Again, as members of the conference, they all have the card system. Well, for Columbia, every player gets one. So only your number one card will work.
Oh, my.
You get one parent. Or one grandparent, or your girlfriend, or whatever.
Let the discussions begin now.
Let the fights begin.
Oh, my gosh. But let's back up for a second, because Columbia, you mentioned this, the news today being on Tuesday, not to date the podcast, but Tuesday as we're talking, Columbia announced that they're going to virtual classes.
Correct.
They had delayed the start of their classes in hopes of getting ahead of the whole COVID issue. But now they've made the decision to go to virtual only. So what effect will this have? Clearly they're playing anyway.
Yeah, MSHA, the Missouri State High School Activity Association, in the past had a rule that said if you weren't physically in school, you couldn't play. Well, they changed that over the summer because of the COVID situation, saying, well, we're still going to try to do athletics. Even if you're all virtual, you will still be able to practice and play games. We could talk about
the logic behind that.
But even though they are virtual, they can still practice and they can still play.
Okay.
But they're trying, you know, limiting gatherings up there in their phase system. You won't be able to have very many people. And so it's down to one card per player.
Wow.
As opposed to it was four for Helias at their game Friday night at home. So, you know, I've heard kind of murmurings like, hey, mom, you know, dad will go in the first half, mom will go in the second half. You might want to check and make sure that they'll let you leave and come back in.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would be, yeah, I would wonder. Because at the Jeff City game, I know Greg said that they would not let you back in. If you left, you couldn't come back.
Yeah.
So I would check that before I tried to do that. I understand what they're doing. Things are bad up there. And, you know, you just try to get through it,
right,
you know.
Right.
They are, I mean, just so everybody knows, they're limiting each media outlet, so it's not like to one member as well.
Right.
I'm going, I cannot take a photographer.
Gotcha.
Or if you're a TV, you can only have one person come in. So, you know, it's not like we have all the free passes in the world and we can all cram in there. It, you know, it's one and done for all of us.
So if in those instances they are online,
Helias, again, I'm sorry to talk about Helias so much, but it's what I know the most about right now. All games for everybody are online somewhere. I know that the Helias games are going to be planned to be put on the Helias Catholic football Facebook page. And I know last week Columbia TV stations on some of their alternate channels were doing live broadcasts of the game. So I would check that, and we'll check that. Or if we find out something, obviously we'll put that in the paper if it's going to be on somewhere. But, you know, you will be able to watch the game. It is just you just won't be able to be physically there.
So, and we'll throw in another commercial opportunity here. And, of course, you have to pick up Saturday's edition for the stellar coverage of the News Tribune Sports.
Yeah.
All right, so we've talked kind of about the big schools here and the effect on Columbia. What else is going on farther out as far as Russellville.
Yeah, I found out last night that apparently Russellville is not playing this week. And we're trying to track down why. I'm going to assume it is going to be like a situation that has happened at Tolton, at Father Tolton in Columbia, that they have such small numbers of players and they got injured in the first week that they just don't have enough to play. So Russellville was scheduled to play Friday night at Tipton. According to the Missouri High School Activity Association, that game is off on their calendar. And now the Hawaii's JV is going to play at Tipton on Saturday.
So obviously things are written in pencil at this point.
Oh, yes. It's just, you know, you have to, one of the things I really enjoy about this job is you never know what's, every day's different.
Right, right.
Well, fortunately, having that attitude is good these days because every day is different. You have to be ready for what comes and we have to just be able to roll with the punches, and that's what we're doing. You know, showing up, games on, games off, games pushed back. It's just going to be normal for a while.
Right, right. So we've talked a little bit about football. I mean, how are the other sports going? Have there been any issues with volleyball or softball?
No, and in fact, I went to a softball game, a very long softball game on Monday night, which was fun. I didn't realize it took 3 hours, but it did. Yeah. And so that's good. And everybody there, you know, had to have a mask to get in. Everybody tried to stay separate as they could. I think everybody knows that if they want to watch high school sports and if they're important, they need to do the right stuff. Yeah. And I think a huge majority of them are doing it. I mean, obviously there are people that probably are sitting too close or whatever,
right.
But I think people realize how smart to be smart and we'll get through this fall.
So let's talk about what some of those safety protocols were. And let's talk specifically again about football.
Yeah.
That's probably the easiest to decide. So how are the teams approaching, like, concession stands, things such as that? Segregating, you know, you have two towns coming into one location.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great opportunity for it to be a petri dish there to spread. How are they trying to handle that situation?
Well, concession stands. At the events I've been at, it's all prepackaged. They're not, you're not getting a hamburger or a hot dog or pizza or anything. It's chips and bottled water soda.
Mm-hmm.
At the Hawaii's game the other night, Hawaii's fans came through the two south gates. The visiting fans came through the north gate or the northern gate, which I had never even seen had ever been opened before. But that's what's going to happen. You know, they were trying, because with the pass list, the cards and things, it just makes it easier to facilitate people getting in and out so people aren't standing in line. I mean, that just makes sense. One thing that I probably should have talked about Columbia, and I apologize for going back to that topic. Helias offered Hickman the opportunity to come down here and play this week, saying, basically, we'll allow four fans in. You know, you're only getting one in at home. We'll allow four in here. Hickman declined, and I think the Columbia Public Schools declined, because if they did that, that would set a really bad precedent.
Right.
Because it's like, okay, you know, let's just get our fans in down there, and then you'll never have a home game.
Right.
You know, and so while I'm disappointed that I might have to make my one road trip of the year to Columbia on Friday, I understand the thinking behind it.
Yeah, because it kind of subverts the whole idea, the logic behind it.
It does.
You know, just, you know, either you're restricting the number of people because you really believe that you need to curtail the potential for infection. Just moving it to another site doesn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't help. No. It just encourages, you know, people to go, well, let's just go play there because that way we can all go watch it, as opposed to thinking, no, we need to do the right thing and keep ourselves limited to what we have here in town.
So I know you don't have a crystal ball, because if you did, we would be making all kinds of money at Vegas right now.
Exactly. Be in the desert.
So what are week 3, 4, and 5 look like?
I don't know.
Is this sustainable?
It is sustainable. The question I had about the Columbia public schools meeting on Monday was whether they were going to call off all sports.
Yeah.
Or whether they were going to say teams cannot come in and we can't leave.
Right, which is what you'd mentioned before.
Which is what they did in summer baseball.
Yes.
And so, but I think they realized that may have been a little too restrictive back then, but they, again, we're learning. They didn't know.
Exactly.
And so I was a little surprised that this week we're allowing, you know, Capital City and Helias to go up there. Mm-hmm. And then in week three, Helias will host Battle. Let's see what the numbers look like and whether that change. I mean, I think that Columbia situation is fluid and can change every week once they get the numbers in. Yeah. I don't know. I think this is sustainable. I think there's just going to be games you're going to miss. You know, Mexico had to cancel its game with Centralia because a player tested positive. That's going to happen.
Right.
You just have to be ready for when it does happen to adjust your schedule.
Right. So, again, going back to the whole Columbia situation here, so the Battle game, in week three.
Yeah.
So is it feasible that Columbia could say, you know what, we've got COVID still raging up here. Only one Battle parent can dictate to Helias. Only let one of our people in.
Yes, because Battle is in charge of those cards. They can tell you. Yeah, they can say only one parent can come. Yeah,
okay.
You could do that.
I got you. So
and Helias could tell them that. Said, hey, we are scared that there's too many people coming. We're limiting you to one or two.
Wow.
But I don't know if they would ever do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could do that.
Wow. Okay.
And because they could, you know, they're telling you can. While Helias could have, Helias had four on Friday, they're only having one this week.
Yeah.
And I think in the future, I think one of the reasons Helias kept it at four was just to keep it manageable for the first time. There is a decent chance, I think, there could be up, you know, everybody, every football player, band member, cheerleader, dance team member has up to eight cards.
Mm-hmm.
Has numbers one through eight. I mean, I could see him getting up to one, putting up six or eight at
sure.
some point.
Right.
But it's not going to happen right now.
Right.
And, I mean, let's just think ahead to early October, when in three straight weeks at Atkins Stadium, you're going to have Jeff City playing Capital City, Helias playing Capital City, and then Helias playing Jeff City. Those tickets are going to be...
They're going to be hot.
They're going to be hot.
Yeah.
And with the currency, if the numbers in Cole County get better, I mean, they will never allow everyone to come in.
Right.
But they will. I could see them saying, hey, all 10 for Jeff City. And Helias, you can have all 8 if you want.
Yep.
I could see it happening. Hmm. But the numbers have got to get very, very small for that to happen.
Have they said what the numbers are? Do the schools have kind of an idea?
No, they don't. They don't have a specific number. They go through the health department and what the current caseload is and if it's up or down or whatever.
Yeah.
But I've been told that it basically almost would have to be recent active cases would have to be almost zero for them to get to 10 or the Helias 8. And we're using 10 and 8. The numbers are going to be a little smaller for, like, in the fall, the only really indoor event is volleyball. And the numbers will be a little smaller there for tickets. And you probably will have to wear masks inside for that. I don't know that there's a way around that. But, yeah, I can see, like I say, I could see it happening. And, you know, and that is still more than a month away.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, the numbers have to come down.
Yeah. So, as someone who's been at a football stadium this season.
Yeah.
Giving advice to those who maybe haven't been there yet. What mm-hmm. are some precautions, some things you should consider? Should you get there early? I mean, what are some things that will help them chart this course a bit better?
Get there as early as you can. I mean, I realize that some nights it's going to be kind of warm and you probably don't want to sit outside all the time. But I think one thing about holding the numbers down, the parking lot and the parking areas are a little less crowded, so it's easier to get in and out. But, yeah, I'd get there a little earlier and realize, you know, have your mask on when you get to the gate. That just don't pull it out of you because you're going to have to wear it to go through anyway. Just be patient. And everybody's trying to do the best they can because everybody's got to look at the player card to make sure the number is properly on there and stuff. And a little social distancing in line. I think, like I say, this can work.
All right. Well, again, I'm going to throw in another commercial. Goal Line's coming out Friday morning's paper.
Well, cross your fingers. Yeah, Friday morning's paper, and we'll also have all the podcasts this week and with all the local schools. You know, we'll have it all broken down for you, we hope. And hopefully we get it done for all 10 weeks.
All right. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.